strut, the a vowel tends to go to either a or and often with a little bit of lip rounding. Strut and look. This a sound that we have, cup, love, that's one of those weirdo English sounds that doesn't exist in a lot of the world's languages. So either we get cop, rob, hom, paus, botter, don, with a kind of an ah sound, or an you might think of that as like a British accent of nurse, moved a little bit further forward, with a little bit of lip rounding. K. This is corresponds in Pinyin to the letter E. If you look at the audio Pinyin chart that I've linked to on the website, the letter E in the left-hand column has a little asterisk, and if you click there, you can see a video of somebody demonstrating this sound really well. She does it really well. Of course, she's a native speaker, and she's going to do it better than I can. But frequently, that's the sound that's applied to these sounds. So I'll do both versions. First, with the ah more sound, the young monk hummed as he hurried uphill. Her mother fussed as about, adding a touch of butter to the cup of flour. And then, with the sound, the young monk hummed as he hurried uphill. Her mother fussed about, adding a touch of butter to the cup of flour. Now, that sounds kind of funny, right? And that's because I don't think that would happen everywhere. I think that would happen maybe a word here, a word there. When I'm listening to the samples, typically I don't hear it often. It pops out rarely. So you'd get the ah sound most of the time and then on one word. So, like, let me do that second sentence and apply it just to one word. The mother fussed about adding a touch of butter to the cup of flour. You hear how, like, I did it on touch? And that could be the kind of thing you might encounter.